There's a really corny joke that starts with, "Why did the chicken cross the road?" Well, in Key West, the chickens are always crossing the road or hanging out by the local bars. They also love to chill out by the beach, where Patty Shanafelt runs a business renting lounge chairs and umbrellas to beachgoers.
Just like people think birds carry a lot of diseases, we carry more diseases than the birds do. People forget we are also animals and we carry tons of diseases.
Shanafelt has just finished feeding a mother hen and her chicks, which walked up to her booth. But Shanafelt says, don't be mistaken, not everyone in Key West is fond of the feisty fowl. As we discuss the Key West chickens, a man in black swim trunks walks up. He doesn't want to give his name, but tells a similar story of chickens in Hawaii with a more morbid outcome.
Rampant, like roosters, big cocks.
Mm-hmm.
So are people.
And you can just grab them, and if they're on your property, you can grab them just really, and that's it.
But we don't want to hear about that.
So rampant. You know what happened when the hurricane came? All the chickens were gone because it blew them all away.
In a place where invasive species like iguanas abound, the most common of all, the chicken, draws a lot of ire. They crow at all hours of the day and night. And they strut the street like they own it. While they don't get any special protections in the Keys, residents cannot shoot them and cruelty laws are enforced. In case anyone is wondering, these are wild, feral chickens and they don't make a good dinner. Tom Sweets, executive director of the Florida Wildlife Center, points out the chickens don't have many natural predators.
We get hawks twice a year migrating through, but they don't really get the numbers down. Now, this being Key West, you'll hear a lot of different stories about how the chickens got here, but it's sort of a combination of everything.
The Wildlife Center caters to birds with a mission to rehabilitate and release injured animals, including ones considered invasive. The chickens came to the Keys in waves, from early settlers who used them as a food source to the people who used to work in the old cigar factories. The Wildlife Center has a deal with the city of Key West to relocate the chickens to new homes elsewhere. While some consider them pests, Peggy Kuntz, the center's animal care director, says they've become a big hit with farmers and ranchers.
What a Key West chicken does better than any animal on the planet is pest control. And with the desire to be organic growing in popularity, everyone is looking for new ways to keep their bug population down that is effective and cheap. And we have a bunch of very, very willing volunteers.
At one point, about 10% of the city's entire population were chickens, and they're an island icon. But they also poop, leading to concerns about the quality of the water and the beaches. Furthermore, the chicken population is spreading up the Keys, leading to concerns they could crowd out some of the last native species of the Florida Keys. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.